This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 22nd of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining with a comfortable breeze. Tel Aviv sees clear skies, perfect for a day at the beach. Haifa enjoys mild temperatures, making it ideal for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just 40 minutes ago that Tom Barrack, a former envoy for President Trump, suggests the attack in Syria may have been a strategy to provoke Turkey ahead of elections. Also, Ynet reported 2 hours ago that the same voice claims Israel's strike in Syria aimed to entice Turkey into conflict, potentially benefiting election dynamics. Also this hour, the Forward notes that earlier today, the UK has threatened sanctions against Israel over bids for settlement homes in the West Bank's E1 area. Separately, JTA reported from earlier today that the remains of Yehuda Katz, an Israeli soldier missing since the Sultan Yaqub battle in the First Lebanon War, have been found. And finally, Axios mentioned previously that the Syrian foreign minister called the Israeli bombing of the Abu al-Duhur airbase on Tuesday unjustified. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that Iraqi President Nizar Amidi mentioned the facilitation of ships carrying Iraqi oil through Hormuz, emphasizing a desire to avoid war involvement. David Keyes, a digital strategist, posted 22 minutes ago about his use of automation tools in his work. Maoz Inon, an Israeli commentator, wrote an hour ago advocating for sanctions against Israel, criticizing the government's policies. Let's go deeper into today's main stories. Starting with the situation in Syria. According to Walla, Tom Barrack believes Israel's recent actions were possibly aimed at instigating a response from Turkey. This comes amid heightened regional tensions and could influence upcoming elections. The potential for miscalculation remains high, stressing the need for diplomatic caution. Turning to the UK's stance on Israeli settlements. The Forward reports that the UK's threat of sanctions follows Israel's decision to open bids for new homes in the controversial E1 area. This move by the Israeli Lands Authority has drawn international criticism. The UK's response indicates growing diplomatic pressure on Israel regarding settlement policies. Meanwhile, significant historical news from earlier today. JTA confirms the identification of Yehuda Katz's remains, an Israeli soldier missing for 44 years since the Sultan Yaqub battle. Katz's return closes a long-standing chapter for his family and the military, bringing some closure to a painful history. And concerning the airbase strike in Syria, Axios highlights the Syrian foreign minister's condemnation. The attack has unsettled relations among regional allies. As tensions rise, the call for restraint becomes more crucial to avoid further escalation. On the economic front, first, Katek discusses insights from Yoav Kolodner, CEO of Tribal, about the lessons Israeli tech can learn from Salesforce. He emphasizes the importance of understanding enterprise context beyond just selling software. Separately, Mariv Business reports that the ongoing conflicts involving the U.S., Israel, and Iran have disrupted Qatar's gas export revenues. This has led to significant budget cuts, affecting the region's economic stability. And finally, from Globes, we learn that the shekel has recently rebounded against the U.S. dollar, strengthening by 2.5% over the last month. This recovery signals a positive shift in Israel's currency market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.